Up Food Podcast. Welcome to the What's Up Food Podcast with Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
He also has the Yeah Man Podcast. And right here, Felipe Esparza. And man, let's just get to business, bro. It's been 2 weeks. We're going to get to it, man. This weekend, August 3rd through the 6th, I'll be in Oxnard, California at Levity Live Oxnard. Next week, August 11th through the 13th, Memphis, Tennessee at Chuckos Comedy House. You know, Chuckos Comedy House in Memphis, Tennessee. If you live within, I don't care, man. If you want to drive 8 hours to this show from wherever you're at, I'm going to hook you up with free tickets, all right? I'm going to hook you up with passes if you live within. I don't care how far you live from there. Come to this show, man.
We don't have a lot of time.
Calm down. Anyway, so come out, man. I know there's some Mexicans in Tennessee. You know, man, somebody got to pick up those fruits over there. All right, August 18th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin at Potawatomi Casino. Potawatomi Casino. The Northern Lights Theater. Ooh, Northern Lights. One night, two shows. I'll be there. Who am I going with? Adam Murray and Rodrigo Torres. That's right. Rodrigo Torres will be there. We're going to do it up. Milwaukee's best. I don't know, man. You feel like picking up a big step of cheese over there?
And a beer, dog. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. We'll do
Milwaukee's
that.
Milwaukee's best in a slice.
Some coleslaw. August 24th through 27th, Brea Improv. These shows will sell out before the week starts, so hurry and get your tickets. I remember the first time I was performing there, bro, I gave away so many free tickets. People were buying tickets that we couldn't give the tickets away for free. Man, I lost a lot of fans. But those people are used to getting it for free, so chances are they were never going to be paying fans. Check out FelipeSWorld.com/tour for our show dates the rest of the year. Also, a plug for our All Things Comedy friend, Paul Verzi. He's shooting his first special, and it's the first special that will be produced by All Things Comedy. Cool. So come out and support what All Things Comedy is doing to help comedians. Sunday, August 13th at the Tarrytown Music Hall in Tarrytown, New Jersey. New York. Tarrytown, New York. Tarrytown, New York. You know, whatever. It's in Tarrytown, New York. If you want to go, Paul Verzi is doing his special. With special guest appearance by Bill Burr and Pete Davidson. Anyways, get your tickets at paulverzi.com. For the 9:30 p.m. show before they sell out. Actually, no jokes aside, Bill Burr is actually pushing this show very much because it's the first special done here at All Things Comedy. Hopefully they'll do more specials. Rodrigo,
yeah,
put
man.
In a little envelope. Tell El Madrigal, hook your ass up. Because
hey,
they're doing all the producing.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Shout-outs to other people who gave us an iTunes review. Man, we're going to read these. Oh, my God. What am I taking? Reading classes test. It's not dark enough for me to see this. Rodrigo, handle it, bro.
Here we go. This one is, whoa, by Refund My Money. Wow. Rodrigo and Felipe make an hour fly by at work. Thank you for making me laugh and making me forget that I'm at a corporate job. Listening to you guys talk about comedy, real life situations, and achieving your goals, it really motivates me and helps me get through my job. So once I clock out, I don't go home and watch TV. I focus on my music and other things that will get me closer to my goal. If you read this far, man, thank you, the both of you.
He jerks off.
And this one's from fucking tremendous. This guy said, this podcast has a laugh guarantee. Yeah, man. And this one's from hilarious, 5 stars. By Miss London 424. I just started listening to this podcast about 2 weeks ago, and it's definitely one of my favorites so far. It's funny, entertaining, and honest. A toda madre, 5 stars by El Pintado. You know what, Raza? You're making me laugh, dog. This is one of the best and funniest podcasts available. Yeah, man. Keeping it real, 5 stars by Necromancer 95. I started listening this year after Felipe came to the Arlington Improv. This podcast gets me through my workday, and I applaud your courage in sharing your struggles. Naturally, there are a lot of funny moments, but you guys always keep it real. Listening has also inspired me to transition towards becoming vegan, and I look forward to hearing about more eating spots as you continue with your travels. Big love to you and both of you. Phenomenal podcast. Phenomenal podcast. 5 stars by Lango Regis. I absolutely love your podcast. You are hilarious, getting me through the day. Every Friday, it's what I look forward to. Not to be a stalker, like, but you know, I just moved to Porter Ranch. You're going to have the area I live in Winnetka. If you want to check out the Valley Lowrider scene, let me know. Langer Jess on IG. Love you guys. And this one, awesome pod. Póngase ready. Extremely entertaining. And there you go, dude. Those are the reviews.
Wow, man. That guy that said not a stalker? Let me tell you, man. Let me tell you, man. You could do a video, a Periscope, without putting your location. Motherfucker will recognize the street, a car. I know where you're at, bro. You're at 1634 East 5th Street, area code 90333.
God damn, right by the In-N-Out.
They will find you, man. There's a way to find, man. They'll find out, like if you're standing there and a plane passes by, they'll find out what plane, if it's Southwest, they'll find out what plane is passing by, what flight number, where it's flying out at that moment, and they'll find out your location, your longitude and latitude, bro.
John Wayne Airport right there, dog.
That's why, bro, don't give directions no more, bro. If you fuck anybody ask for directions in 2017, they're a fucking killer, bro. What the fuck you need directions for, bro? Google that shit, dog.
They'll strangle you, man.
Yeah, man. Damn, like, dog. Once I give somebody a direction and they ask how to get there, you ain't coming over to my house, bro.
There's a problem.
You are too old to come to my house, bro. I got to give you longitude, bro. That motherfucker's going to fall in my house, get hurt. Fuck that.
Sue me now.
Fuck that. If I give you a direction, an address, and I'll be there in 5 minutes, you can come over, man. I don't want to. If anybody calls me like Chepo, bro, hey, bro, what Dude. Bus you gonna catch there? You ain't coming, bro.
Buses don't come over here. Eh?
You ain't coming, bro. That fool fucked up with ankle playing basketball, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro. Well, he's out of comedy again. He was never in. Anyways,
that sucks, dog.
We went away for a while. I was in Corpus Christi, Texas, with fucking Toby Hicks, bro.
Yeah, man.
We didn't talk about it. We haven't been here in a while.
No,
huh?
But we talked about it real quick on the phone that they're really racial towards him.
Oh my God, dude. You know Chris Doran, man. So hey, that fool was blazing, right, on his patio, right? So they smell the weed. So right away, they go to Toby Hicks' room first because he's black. He's knocking. He goes, sir, you got to tell your friends to stop smoking. Sir, my friend's not even over there. He goes, where is he at? He's at Whataburger. Well, we know there's smoke here, and it's coming from there.
God damn.
Well, I said, well, you know more than me, man. So fuck it. They gave me the blame.
And then what happened? That was it?
Fuck, that was it, bro. They gave us a warning, bro. I wanted to warn them too, bro, about how shitty the hotel was.
Is it the same one, fool?
Fuck no.
Oh, God damn.
That hotel got worse.
I bet, dude.
Oh, man. We have a guest here, bro, but we got to warn you. George Perez, don't ever, if you get booked in Corpus Christi, do not stay at the Bayfront Hotel,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God, dog.
Oh, my
Forget
God.
Forget about it.
They have a coffee house that opens 24 hours, and all the employees are on meth. Maybe you do want to see
it. Mad tweakers, fool.
Mad, bro. Oh, dude. Fool. The reviews, of that hotel you were staying in, just from a week before I was staying there, we checked in. We got an early check-in, and, man, they said that we saw a big yellow stain on the bed.
Somebody have a baby
so
or what?
So we asked for a different room, and they gave us a different room, man. He said there was, like, the room smelled like muggy, like mildew. Man, it was bad, bro. There were people washing their clothes in the pool.
Oh, dude.
It was bad, fool.
People were living there, dog.
Big ass fat Javi Luna, bro.
That's where he got married, eh?
No.
I had to close up all my luggage.
Rodrigo turned on his blow dryer and 3 roaches came on.
Yeah, dog.
It was a roach gun, bro.
Everything. The thermostat had roaches. The phone had roaches. The TV had roaches, dog. And they didn't even come out the first day, dog. It took them to, like, the third day to get confidence, dog.
Fool, this fool was fucking watching television. A roach came in a screen, bro.
It was fucking sick, fuck, bro. Dog.
On a flat screen?
Yeah, bro. Dick. No, it wasn't even a flat. The box ones, fool. And on the microwave, the little clock had roaches in there, dog. It was disgusting.
And then they have paisas, bro. They're even paisas. They're Texans, right? They don't speak no Spanish, but they look like paisas. They were working at the hotel, like doing some kind of construction. And those fools made the hallway a kitchen.
Oh, dude. Well, they had that fucking all that set up, the little George Foreman grills, the little
they
old
were cooking
little,
in the hallway and
yeah,
in the hallway, bro.
With the little hibachi grills and shit, with the little propane tank attached to it.
Yeah, the fiesta hall.
Dude.
Yeah, man. You know it's ghetto, man, when you see an employee walking around with a cup of noodles, bro. And it's not even shrimp.
Oh, my God. Vegetable flavor.
Yeah, man. So it was fucking hot.
Hotter than last time?
Hot in Corpus Christi, bro. And it rained, and it was still 108.
Fucking humid.
Humid, bro. Yo, and then Toby Higgs, you know that's where you're going to come out, bro. Dude, that's what he got. He was the only black dude that weekend, bro.
Everywhere, bro?
Everywhere, bro.
He was anomaly.
Yeah, bro. The crime rate went up with him walking around, bro. Real estate went down.
Yeah, man.
It was bad. And then full shout out to Joint Venture Sandwiches. If you ever go to Corpus Christi, be sure to go to Joint Venture. They're not promoting her or nothing, but I'm promoting them because they gave me a 600. They gave me a nice bong, bro. It was like it's like a little spaceship with a little alien. Next time I'll do George Perez stories, I'll bring it over.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, bro, man, I don't know, man. Anyways, man, we got George Perez here on a guest. You know,
what's up, my boy?
He's over here, you know, waiting. For the real intro. But yeah, man.
I didn't know like you guys were going on.
No, we're gonna introduce you right now.
Yeah.
We're letting know people you're here, bro. We're gonna acknowledge you.
You got me over here more?
Yeah, we're gonna be in the camera, bro. No, you don't wanna be in film. You know what I mean? More over there, bro. You're a guest, not a host. No, right there. Right there. I don't know where the camera is, bro, but you know. We got the mic, the engineer over here. And hey, man. Joint Venture, by the way. They wanted to open up a smoke shop, you know, but, you know, it's hard because, you know, very conservative. Corpus Christi, bro. It's a little town.
Oh, yeah, Texas.
So, you know, they'd rather you open up 10 churches before you open up a smoke shop. So,
hallelujah.
This fool found a way to get away with it. He opened up the sandwich shop first.
Okay.
So it's a sandwich shop and a smoke shop. So it's together. And other sandwiches have, like, marijuana names, like the Aether.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like a fucking sandwich, you know. Or the tuna, the weak sandwich is like the vegan one or whatever. The stress, whatever, but the Reggie. So he got away with opening up a bong shop with a sandwich shop. So on one side, it's a bunch of fucking sandwiches, bro. And the other side, smoke shop. And that way nobody gets, and they make sure that the sandwiches are real delicious. Because the sandwich suck. People are going to be saying, well, actually, man, you're just a smoke shop with shitty sandwiches. But actually, it's a good sandwich spot. So shout out to the guy. The first time I was there, that fool gave me a fucking dabber rig. And
yeah,
now
dude.
He gave me a bong, bro. And I looked at it. It's a real nice one. And I've smoked a lot of shitty bongs. And, man, when you smoke them a good one, it's different, huh?
Tell the difference, dog.
Yeah, the smoke, you mean good and white, bro. White smoke.
Perfect.
Not that brown smoke I'm used to.
Fucking what, dog?
What are you smoking, dog?
It's a fucking hookah, dog.
Shout out to Corpus Christi, Texas. My first night there, man, my hotel room was filled with fucking white teenage kids.
What, did they have a game or something?
You know, they were doing that farm shit you did when you were a kid.
4-H? Agriculture.
Agriculture.
Future farmers of America.
These motherfuckers were real future farmers, bro. They look like fucking future farmers, bro.
Midwestern.
Someone wearing suspenders, bro.
Hell
These are real white people, bro.
Cornhuskers.
Real white people, bro. For 10th birthday, they give the full rifle kind of white people. Like they go buy guns as a family together.
A member of the ARA.
Yeah, man. So these people were straight up, you know, like Christian white, you know, conservative. Because I remember, like, we were outside smoking and shit. This girl said, y'all should stop that smoking.
Damn.
You know, I was about to say, y'all should shut the fuck up, bitch. But, you know, I don't want us are going to be here for another fucking 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Y'all are going to be here for only one more night. So as soon as they said that, I just continued to smoke, turned it off, went inside my room, and then, like, they started smoking cigarettes.
Oh, dude, that's what they should stop.
Yeah, man, dumbass bitches. And that was because Toby Higgs probably, bro.
God damn, dog. It's like no shadow of the doubt.
Oh, my God, bro. I can't believe at the shitty hotel you were staying, they charge for parking every night.
Yeah, fool, right there in that structure.
What the fuck are they charging, bro? Who's going to watch it? Nobody.
Some people probably sleep in their cars, dog.
That's probably the worst hotel ever, bro. But anyway, so we're working at the Mesquite Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to open up a new comedy club next
door.
They're going to close the one they're in, bro. Man, how about filling up these clubs first, then open up a new one? Can we get that going, please?
It's not going to be the same venue then?
Yeah, bro. Corpus Christi downtown is rotting away, bro. For real, bro. They just, build some real, real expensive loft. Motherfuckers are empty. It's too expensive to live there.
At that walk-in mall, fool?
The walk-in mall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now I found out that they're going to let downtown rot away, you know, let it decay. And then when people with money show up, buy it and then rebuild. But right now, no.
Damn.
Kind of what they're doing to Detroit.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
There's nothing in downtown, bro. You know the downtown is shitty, bro, when all they have is a barbershop and a tattoo parlor, bro. and a shitty-ass fucking store where you could still buy a cup of noodle. That one organic place, but that shit is expensive, bro. That shit will scare tourists away. Talking about where the snow cones.
Did they have those raspados this time?
Fool, I was telling about the Selena statue, bro. There's no hustle, bro. There's no hustle in Corpus Christi. Nobody there wants to make money, bro. Fuck that. Like, I know, bro, if I was a crackhead, you know, like the Selena statue, there's nobody there selling Selena shirts. I want motherfucker. George, would you be selling shirts there?
I'd be selling, like, this is the fucking knife that stabbed her.
For I'll be selling shirts.
I'll be selling shirts
with Selena with holes in it, bro. Yeah,
this bang, is, bang. This is
the, yeah, bro. There's no hustle there. I guess the dad has it all on lockdown.
I bet, isn't it? Don't they run
fuck that, bro? I have a Selena lookalike right there, bro, taking photo with people. I have someone who looks like the killer standing right there, bro, with a gun. With a gun, bro. And Selena jewelry, bro.
Didn't that lady just die?
There's nobody there, bro, making money, bro.
Dude.
Nobody. Just a statue by itself, bro.
Those pickle juice raspados?
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Still, man, we went to the fucking raspado, bro. And they said that, this is how you know, man. This fucking paisa ordered a raspado full of the fucking tapatio inside, bro.
Yeah.
No flavor. No fucking flavor, just fucking hot sauce.
That's Texas for you.
And then his hillbilly girlfriend, bro, she ordered a fucking, first of all, she brought out her checkbook. No, she fucking, she ordered a raspado full of pickled juice, bro.
That's gross, dog.
Pickled juice, bro. And she called it a white bionico. That's straight up trailer trash, bro. That means your house has an alarm. Like, this bitch drinks Coors Light out of a straw. That's balling, bro. Her kids have silver teeth, bro.
Trailer trash balling, dog.
There's trailer trash white food in Riverside,
dude,
right?
San Bernardino, Riverside, it's all
hardcore?
Dude, to the core, fool.
Orange County?
Yeah, but they're more like recovering drug addicts.
All right. They all hang out by the fucking...
Riverbed.
They all hang out right there by the train station, bro. We're going to get shot. Didn't they shoot a homeless guy over there?
They killed one of the cops, in Fullerton, right?
Yeah.
Kelly Thomas?
Yeah, they choked him out right there in downtown Fullerton. Remember we used to do comedy at church right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they got him.
Where was All Lives Matter then, bro?
They weren't around.
There was a little protest for that fool, though, man.
Well, the shit was cracking for that fool for a while, right?
Yeah. Because
they let the cops go, right?
Well, no, they found out he was guilty.
Really?
They got him, yeah.
Okay, because I thought they let two of those go because one of them already had history of it, the one cop that was missing an eye.
Yeah, bro, it was like the movie Gridlock. Like, the bum that they beat up, he used to be somebody. Yeah. Remember, like, how, like, in that movie Tupac and Belushi, they killed a bum and it was Harrison Ford or something?
Right.
This guy was somebody that just had a drug problem.
Yeah, something like paranoid schizophrenia.
His father used to be a cop, right?
I think something like that.
Another dad tried to run for mayor of Fullerton after that.
Yeah, that's an inside job right there.
They got some mad money for him. I mean, dick, the dad comes out of nowhere after the kid gets killed.
I been to that bus stop, bro. Right after I get out of, when I catch the train.
It's right there by the slide bar.
When I cut the train to go to Brea, I cut the train in downtown LA, and then I got off by that train station
right there.
Man, that's not a good spot to hit a bow.
It's all
motherfucker asked you for a hit, dog.
Dude, cops will swoop on your ass.
We have
too.
No marijuana etiquette. Can I hit your bowl? And I feel like fungus, fucking pus coming out of his mouth.
Let me blow it on you.
He's really asking, can I have it, man?
Transient specials right there.
Oh, man. Last night, bro, I had an audition, right? And I was waiting for the bus up there. I was waiting for a bus. Look at this guy. I was waiting for an Uber and a Lyft. And this fucking tranny, bro, who looks like my ex, bro.
What?
La bruja, bro.
Shut up, dog.
She's like Marisol, soul, bro.
Oh, shit.
She, God damn, bro.
Dark.
Stalking your ass.
Dark, bro. So same, right?
How'd that audition go?
She goes, she's just doing her feet. The feet were all fucking dirty, dog, and black, right? And she was asking me questions, bro. Like, you know what time it is? And I said, yeah, it's like 4:44. You know what time it gets dark in here in LA? Like, bitch, you don't know how long you've been awake. I felt like telling her, the sun gets dark when you close your eyes, bitch. She looked like she's been up for 5 days, right?
God, so damn.
She just came to LA and decided to party hard with fucking tranny, bro. You know, and then she's telling me, man, I wish I had your hair. Your hair is so awesome. It's so gorgeous.
Don't tell me she wanted to touch it, dog.
No, bro. I don't want to. No, bro. That bitch was in shape, too, bro. She had a body like fucking Scruncho.
Ripped.
Like, this bitch ready to choke a bitch out for a pipe. Right there in West Hollywood. And
that's a spot.
That corner is money, bro. It's money, bro. Because right there in that corner, like, I was standing chilling over there, right? By a tree doing nothing. And I looked over there. They were filming a movie, right? On a street, poinsettia, whatever. Dude, they shut down that fucking whole neighborhood to shoot the film there.
Uh-huh.
That's expensive right there, West Hollywood,
yeah,
right? And everybody knows how to make a movie, bro. They fucking shut it down. They had a cop there, fool. They had a fucking catering truck, catering people. Fool, the whole film was being fed with fucking In-N-Out, bro.
Damn.
They had an In-N-Out lunch truck feeding all the actors. So this was no million-dollar production. Meanwhile, we have fucking Dawn of the Dead over here asking what time does the sun come out? What time does the sun leave to go back to fooling people that I'm a fucking man? So this bitch was waiting for it to get dark to talk fooling motherfuckers. Yeah, I'll suck your dick. I don't know, man. Who you got to be really desperate how to have a dirty tranny that dirty. Go down on you. Not really, bro. A couple of patrons, dog.
Share a razor, dog.
When I was in rehab, there was this fucking dude named Alejandro. He was like a Guatemalan fool crackhead from Jalisco Village, from the projects. And we're talking about road stories. We were telling stories that we didn't share in the meetings, right?
The real ones?
The real ones. So this fool told me that he would let gay dudes suck his dick, bro.
God. Damn.
For like $20. I said, why, bro? He goes, because I want to get high.
Yeah,
but you let them? Yeah, bro. And what they do? Nah, man. They're right there jerking off, bro. So that fool's blowing you and jerking off? Gross, dog.
It sounds like a bad summer, dog.
I know, man. The summer of 89.
But that's all freak shit, though. Like fucking with transvestites and all that shit, though, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man.
That's not normal, right?
It doesn't sound like a story that's too believable, bro. Like, why would a man pay another man to blow him? And it should be the way around. Like, a man should be asking that fool for $20. Hey, bro, here's 20 bucks. Blow me. I don't know. I don't think it's the other way around. What do you think?
I don't know. Wearing a wig or something?
It's the drug style, doggy. I remember I read a book on this guy, How to Be a Latin King in Prison. And he was saying that, like, gay guys will pull over to the young bum kids and tell them, hey, if you let me bone you or suck my dick, I'll give you money. And that's how they pimp themselves out.
Well, that fool from the Ramones used to fucking pimp his self out like that. Didi Ramone. But he was a hype.
Oh, that fool turned to Mamon.
He's dead now, but he was a hype, dog.
I know, man. I think I never got that close, you know, like to, wait, man.
Get freaky and shit with another fool?
Oh, the closest was in Aspen, bro.
What, somebody tried to get all up on you?
No, fool. I was in Aspen. Of all places, bro, I was in Aspen with that comedian that we had on the show here, the Korean one.
Kevin Shea.
Kevin Shea. We got invited by David Brenner, a big-time comedian. He told us the Tonight Show. He had a little show there. And dude, it was during my drunken days. You remember? And, you know, man, I was on a mission from God, bro, to score some kind of hardcore drugs in Aspen. So right away, bro, a paisa came in. It's on.
Where'd you find that fool at?
He just came in, bro. He came in out of the snow.
He was an angel.
He worked there, bro, at the bar, like the kitchen club. That fool sat next to me. So we're talking and shit. Hey, And then Kevin Shea was talking, and there's a blonde chick, his lady, whatever. They're talking. I start talking to him. So I bring this bicep into the conversation, right? Whatever. Then I asked him, bro, you know where to get some blow, cabrón? Un pase? Algo? Para aliviarme, cabrón?
Sick, eh?
Hey, my Spanish is horrible, but I know how to talk to the help.
As long as you can communicate.
I know how to talk to paisas, bro. Like nobody's business. But a fucking Spanish lawyer, olvídate, bro. Give me an English one, bro.
Sin barreras, dog.
You know, I don't need his help. So, para aliviarme, para distraerme, tú sabes, para llevarme a otro mundo, cabrón. You know, pretty much, you know, I'm selling myself as a cokehead to this guy.
Keywords.
So he goes, yo, si tengo. Pues un. So me and this fucking Oaxacan motherfucker, right? We went to the bathroom and that fool takes out a fucking bump. So right away, boom, I did it, right? Hook sinker, right?
So when they get you, dog.
Fuck yeah. So I did it. It was tight. So I told him that, I'll get more, dog. What the fuck? So we're like last call and shit. So before last call, bro, I started ordering a lot of beers and putting in my jacket to take them with me, you know? So I have like last call. I said, give me six beers, bro. So I fucking start hiding them, bro. Don't open them. So I don't fucking start hiding them in my jacket, bro. Cause I don't know where to find a liquor store in fucking Aspen, bro. I'm gonna run out of beer.
Fucking
I don't wanna be sad. I got a flight at 7 in the morning. No, at 10. So the four of us are walking and Kevin Shea leaves with his chick. We're staying in the same little condo in Aspen. It was like a breakfast or something, bro. Cause there was no really like a, it was no really like cashier or a computer. It was one of those bed and breakfast places. So I go to my room, bro, and I take the fucking paisa with me, bro.
Véngase, güey.
Ponle. So we start drinking those beers, eh? I start doing my act for him, you know, like Paulo Francisco. I don't know, bro. I got to entertain this guy. I got no tits. So
open up that bindle, though.
So that fool, we're doing the blow, bro. And then, like, the fool's holding out, dog.
How'd you know, dick?
I started holding out, bro. So I took out $100. I said, bro, listen, man. I don't want you to think that I'm partying for free, dog. So here's $100, man, for you to just kick it here for another hour. He said, all right. So I fucking ripped that shit in half, bro. Give him half. He gets the other half when the hour's over, motherfucker. Keep bringing that powder, cocksucker. So we're partying, bro. So I start getting closer. No, I'll give him the other half later on, bro. So I told him, man, you know, man, keep bringing that dope. So we ran out of alcohol, right? So I told that fool he was going to leave. There's no more alcohol. So that fool said, hold on. I called up the front desk. Hey, man, you got any alcohol there for the gas, you know? I go, wow, we have a refrigerator. Help yourself, fool. I went to the refrigerator. I got a bottle of wine. Dropped it. That shit broke. Fucking wine everywhere in that kitchen.
Spill that wine.
So fuck it, dude. You know me, dog. I didn't clean it. I didn't clean shit. I just left it there, dog. So I got two more bottles of wine. I found a bottle of vodka. So we went up there, bro. There's no juice. But there were oranges in the room. So we're doing vodka. A little shot of orange juice.
Take a bite, dog.
So fuck it, eh? All the alcohol is there. Dinner wine, you know? This fool started getting closer to me, bro, like, started getting closer. So he asked me, how come that chick's not here? I said, what chick, motherfucker? La güera, la que está con el chino. The blonde lady that was with the Asian fool.
That fool's all
and I said, this motherfucker, that bitch ain't coming. I'm all you got. So this fool was getting, he thought I was gay too, bro. Hey, man, I'm just good looking, motherfucker. So that's why I have the beard, bro. I'm trying to get uglier. So, this fool thought it was, te mira como Pedrito Fernández, güey.
Whoa. El niño de la mochila azul over here, dog. And sing me a tune.
He said, I look like Pedrito Fernández, bro. I never Google la mochila azul. So, I look like the little actor, so they want to get close. This motherfucker, I ain't gay, dog. So, that fool left, dog.
Damn, dude.
I was trying to convince him to not leave, bro. I was chasing that fool with another half hundred. Josue, venir! Josue! I was yelling, bro. in the snow, bro. He left. It was like a bad Fargo scene, bro.
He went back to heaven, dog.
He just ran, fool. And then I chased him, and I realized, bro, I was in my pajamas with just underwear, with socks. I don't know how that fool got into a pajama, but, dude, I don't know how much time has passed by. You know, you're doing coke, bro, and drinking, you don't know time-wise, you know. It could have been 6 hours, but you think it's 1 hour.
Time goes by fast.
I realized I was by myself in the snow. So I just fucking started running back to the hotel room and then went back to the kitchen and got another bottle of wine and went back to the room, started partying and realized there's wine on the floor, there's fucking danger everywhere, dude. I got up, fucking 6 in the morning, flight leaves at 10. I got time. Well, I put on my whatever clothes I had, walked to the liquor store, bought a 12-pack.
Damn.
I said, fuck it, eh? Got no more drugs. I'm sad. I can't sleep. Might as well get fucked up. So I'm fucking fucked up. Fool, I gotta go. I got an hour left. So I caught a cab. That fool didn't go all the way to my hotel room because there was too much snow. So he waited down there. So I fucking jetted. Got to the car. He gave me to the hotel. Gave me to the fucking airport. I barely made it. I see Pat Buckles there. What's up? He goes, I barely made it, fool. By the time I made it home, they wanted my check back. Because of damages, bro.
All the room and shit?
It damages,
that's the
bro.
One time he said, all right, Pat, oh, next time white wine, eh?
Next time white wine, yeah. Yeah, so I cost like a $1,500 in damages. I would want to know, man, who decides how much money was causing damages?
They go over there and look.
Because, dude, I was partying at, I wasn't even partying. I was hanging out with Isaac, bro. We were jumping on the beds. We were jumping from bed to bed, and I threw a pillow at him. He threw a pillow at me. Then I threw a pillow at him. He ducked. It fucking hit a fucking Hard Rock Cafe painting of Bob Dylan, like a picture of Bob Dylan. A frame photo. Falls. That shit's $365. I know a frame guy.
Yeah, all he needed is a glass, right? Or the frame broke too?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Just let me keep the, did it keep the painting?
I fought them, bro. Lisa called them.
You had to pay?
Take away the charge.
Oh, really? That's cool. Oh, okay.
They did take it out. Yeah, man.
They always charge extra.
So that's it, fool. What's up, fool? You ever caused damage like that?
No, I've seen people cause damage, though.
That was sober.
I wasn't responsible.
That was sober.
Yeah, just fools in
What's up, fool? Our guest today comes all the way from Orange County, from Santana.
Orange.
Now, from Orange, like I said, man. You know what I mean? He's still ganging. Anyway, so I met this comedian, man. Actually, man, when I was on Yahoo Messenger, I used to Yahoo Messenger some crazy chick, bro, that used to work at Hot Tamales. And she was like a host at some show, Mamma Mia's in Culver City or somewhere. She was always trying to get me to do comedy shows over there, but I never did them. Benny Mena did. And some other fools, man. I didn't fall for that trap. You know, I don't want to talk to a person and then later on want me to do a show. Fuck that. It's a waste. So lose my number. I'm going to lose yours right now. So we still chatted, though, because she was cool. And then she told me, there's this comedian at Casa Latina that hosts it sometimes. He's like a cholo. He's funny, right? And then I found out what's his name? She goes, oh, George Perez. And I said, oh, I heard of the guy, man. Yeah, man. I heard of that fool. So I looked him up, bro. Googled him. So to make sure I knew him. Stop lying and shit, right? I just want to keep the conversation going. So I Googled him, and then I got a picture of, I don't know if it was Rain Pryor or Richard Pryor, wife. It was like a special event show, and it had George Perez was in that photo with them as the DJ. DJ G Perez, DJ Unit. You had a DJ name before?
No.
Okay, then it was a misprint.
Yeah, because Corey Holcomb was at that thing with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
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 And then, like, all right, moving up in the world. I haven't even met Richard Pryor's wife. But I met Ronnie Dangerfield's wife. Hey, man. So I'm fucking, I started knowing more about him when Chepo started hanging around with us.
Dick.
Yeah, bro. I let that fool host, and he fucking took over, bro.
He let him, man.
Bro, what happened, bro? I was hosting, bro. He shows up, bro. I let him host 1 week, and then the next week, they don't want me no more, bro. But I was like arguing with Chepo. How did you let him, bro? If it's not even your room. Did they tell you let him host? Yeah, bro. Wow, it wasn't you, bro. They told you to leave, maybe.
Did they tell you?
So anyways, I stopped going to Casa Latina then, bro, because, I don't know, it was changing. You know, I was getting work other places now, and plus, they were not paying me no more. Now, every time I showed up to the Casa Latina, and I saw Fly wearing a suit, nobody's going to get paid. Remember that first to wear that brown suit?
Yeah, the jacket.
The brown jacket, bro, it's over!
Yeah, dude. Houston's over. In the house.
It was over, bro. And then I definitely stopped going there because the devil was performing one night and they were filming a special for him. And then they said, you guys ready for the biggest comedian ever? And I got up and I said, oh, man, I hope fucking Gabriel Iglesias is not here. And they had to cut, bro. So after that, I was done at that place. And but this story used to haul me. That guy Edgar, he used to hook me up. And DJ...
Alonso, no?
Yeah. DJ Berserk, whatever his name was.
Dexterous. Berserk.
Yeah, and that fucking that crazy ass fool.
Yuck. I seen that fool like 2 months ago, dog.
Fool.
Live down the street.
I know a guy that knows a guy at Louis the 13th that his name is Steven. And he grew up in that area by Casa Latina. He said they sometimes used to go there. He knows Nyuk.
He lives on Garvey in a trailer park right there. He was outside one day and I'm all, woo, woo. He got crazy, dog, but I couldn't stop. I had to leave.
That fool.
He's still there.
He was not retarded. He was
a little slow.
A little, not slow. He was
not
slow, but that fool memorized the devil's jokes. It was hilarious. Standing next to him. What the fuck? What's up, puta? That fool in the hallway walking around like the devil.
He's a good mimic,
fool.
Dude.
I was going to dress up that fool as the devil one day. That would have been hilarious. So, one night, I forgot where we met, bro. We met at Casa Latina.
We were at, Fly had that room in Long Beach, Northern Lights.
Northern Lights.
Yeah. It was like on top of the Cuban bar or something.
Fool.
Yeah. We were at the bar. It was Joey Diaz was there.
That's right, cocksuckers.
Yeah.
I was waiting for my check all night. I had to follow him to the fucking ATM. Dude, that room, I remember, the first night I was there, there was a black fool, and there was like this crazy white chick, bro, like crazy white chick from Long Beach, from the east side probably, and some other chicks there hanging around, and they were all in a group. First, it was fucking Tuesday night. Tuesday night show, right?
Yeah, it was a Tuesday night show.
Fucking 8 p.m., 9 p.m. The black dude and that chick get kicked out, bro. For what? That chick was blowing him right there, bro.
Tight.
It was not even a big club scene, bro. It wasn't even fucking packed.
They made their own.
Get a room. Go to the fucking car. For I remember the security guard goes, come on, y'all. It's Tuesday night, y'all.
Let me get some.
Y'all get out of here, man. So he spanked that chick on the way out. Nah, that's what I would have done. Now, but yeah, they kicked out, bro.
Damn, dude.
So,
and Pinky in there.
And then, no, I met you. I went to Fly's house to get a little sack, skipped over the baby, and then I saw George Perez and Edwin.
Oh, yeah.
Play Madden, bro. And it was like 9 o'clock. And I said, fuck this. These fools are going to play Madden and smoke weed till late. I'm going to stay here too. And I stood there till like 2, bro.
The pad off rampart?
Yeah, man. He was living on, he was like the people under the stairs.
Where they had that little, autistic kid?
Yeah, that kid.
Yeah, he had a crazy kid, bro, that sometimes he'll run inside the room and grab the controllers.
Naked, dog.
Oh shit!
It was a dungeon, huh?
It was crazy. He would jump up. Remember, he would jump
in the windows.
Yeah.
Anyway, one time we asked Fly who would win between a fight between Nyuk and this fool.
He said that fool because he has strong.
Yeah, he said that fool. Damn, bro, you remember?
Yeah,
he had retard strength.
Yeah, Fly said he was bringing the groceries one time and he was holding them and he wouldn't let them go to Fly. I was like, dog, he held on to that shit.
But wasn't that little kid good at video games?
I don't know.
He wouldn't even talk or nothing. Just just fucking shit up, dog.
He would let him in the house?
Dude.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that was not Fly's house.
Yeah, it was that girl upstairs.
And then Fly moved, right?
Yeah, he moved.
I remember that spot, man. It was a good spot, man.
I remember the first time, like, I really got to talk to you, dog. I don't know if you remember this, but, like, I must have been like a year and a half. No, I was like, yeah, a year and a half, 2 years in. And you were the only fool doing Ross jokes back then. No one was doing Ross jokes, dog, because nobody shopped there.
Yeah.
You really did. And then we're at Mixed Nuts, dog. You remember Mixed Nuts?
Mixed Nuts, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I seen you go up there with a fucked up Padre shirt. And you said this joke about it, and I was like, what the fuck? And then, boom, you're like, what's up? You got weed, eh? Well, go with me. And then we went outside, and there was a Salvadorian waitress there. And yeah, dog, that was some, that was like, after that, I don't know. That was weird.
Remember that night, bro? We went outside, and there was some couple of, like, there were Salvadorian gangsters. They were outside, and one of them said that he knew how to rap, and we said, Chepo knows how to rap. Battle him, bro.
Oh, this is a Wild Coyote.
Yeah, and that fool got all scared, bro. We're like, just battle him, bro. What's all these fucking shitty rhymes you write all day, bro?
He said he only gets down in studios, though.
Oh, my God. Then I told you, oh, yeah. Then I came in one time, bro, on a good one, bro. I came in with a redneck fool, bro. Some trailer trash fool and Josh.
Damn.
Willie Barcena's assistant.
Sure, bro.
And you were there doing a show, and I don't think it was my room anymore. And I told you, bro, this is how you know you're funny, bro, when your friends start being your friend.
Oh yeah.
And I said, and then little by little, bro, X camp, bro. Yeah. We were X camp.
Yeah.
I told you that. Well, you're funny, bro. You're funny, man. Don't let nobody bring you down, bro. He goes, they're gonna try to keep you down now. You can't go to that room. You're not ready, bro. You're ready now, man.
Yeah, fuck all that shit.
And then, yeah, man, we started kicking it, bro. And then you were on Yo Mama. How did you get on Yo Mama, by the way? If you go watch on Yo Mama, MTV, Yo Mama, it was a show with that guy, Wilmer Valderrama. Oh, my God, bro. What? You on Your Mama, bro, and you won? The best Yo Mama was, fuck that, the shit that was not filmed, bro. When you were going on, when you were going after that black fool outside, remember?
At Homeboy's house?
Yeah. At Dylan's house,
oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Dude, I forgot about that, dog.
Yeah, because I remember it was in apartments, and they had like a little crowd out there.
You had the Volvo, too, at that time.
Had the Volvo, bro. Me and Chepo showed up, bro. Chepo showed up just to cheerlead again. Yeah, we're at Dylan's house, bro.
The stripper pole in there and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess Manny Maldonado had an agent back then. Or I don't know if he does still. Not if he did or doesn't, but...
Worthy Patterson?
I don't know. Oh. And then I guess they hit him up asking, do you know anybody that's good at Your Mama jokes? And he was like, nah, that's not my game, but he gave them my info.
That's cool, dog.
So then, you know, I fucking told punk-ass Dylan, like, hey, dog, I'm going to make it. Hey, I need a ride.
That's cool.
I didn't have a car, so this fool took me down there. He had, like, a little studio, and it's weird because I walked in the office, and there was, like, just normal people, and then he made me battle those people. And after that, Wilmer put me on.
You battled a chick too, huh?
Yeah, I battled.
Fuck that bitch up, bro.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? That's Jimmy Kimmel's niece.
Are you serious? That's who that chick was?
Yeah, Ivy. You remember the grandpa was on the show? If you look at the episode,
yeah,
the grandpa was on the show.
Damn, I didn't know that was that.
What was the best joke you heard on Your Mama, on somebody?
The best one I heard? I don't know, man. It was a long time ago.
George Choi is badass fool, bro. Damn, fool, you smell like knee surgery.
Yeah, or I don't know. One of my favorites that I said on there was, your mom's so fat that Jesus can't even lift her spirits. Like, I don't know. It hits everything right there. I don't know. But it's weird, dog. Because
how many seasons was it?
It was 3 seasons. They did the best of L.A., then they went to New York, then they went to Miami.
How many people thought you were rich after that?
Fuck, dog. You were the first one. You were like, hey, dog, let's go to Los Feliz. They'll give you free McDonald's right now. But, yeah, dog, I mean, I only got, like, what, 5,000 out of that shit? They gave you 1,000 to shoot?
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, but fucking, it was crazy because then I got locked up. Then that's when we started kicking it the most is after I got out. Remember I bailed out? Yeah, like a lot of people don't know this, dog, but Felipe's birthday was the last time I was out. Remember, you had we had the Sunset Room.
Yeah, Sunset Room.
Yeah. You were like, hey, dog, get some of this cake. It might be the last time.
How long were you locked up for?
I did 3 years.
Damn.
Yeah, hey, you know
it
what?
Went back fast, huh?
You had fans in there, dog. It was weird. Like, I was like, fucking, because, like, don't get me wrong, dog. I never thought you were like cholo as like they gave you love in there. I was, they were like, you're a comedian, Holmes? I was like, yeah. And they were like, you know who Batman is? I was like, who the fuck is Batman? They're like, Felipe Esparza, Holmes. I was like, oh, you know Felipe? Then they're doing your old jokes, though. They were like, he has a joke about a spam key. And I was like, I was still fucking open micing, dog.
Badass.
Yeah.
What? How do you know I'm... Wait a minute, man. That was a mixtape right there.
I don't rap, see?
I talk like a mixtape, babe, when I get cut off.
Yeah. Hey, now, you know who you remind me of, homie? The guy from The Breakfast Club, and if he was funnier. Like, remember The Breakfast Club, the bully fool? That's you, dog. Like, he clowned everybody
in
detention.
The one in the trench coat?
Yeah.
Judd Nelson?
Yeah, he clowns everybody on detention. Movie, that's Felipe, dog. Like you,
Judd Nelson, bro. Judd Nelson, he is this fat right now, bro.
Was on Trespass too. Huh?
Yeah,
he is a bunch of shit.
Ah, you have that swagger, dog.
It's a badass movie, though.
Yeah. Fool, I remember I had a roommate, and that fool told me that he was working at the PR in a show, and Judd Nelson came out of a room screaming, bro.
Yeah,
what happened?
Screaming, bro. Like now he was all locote, dog.
Oh yeah, on a good one,
on a mouse or something,
on a real good one, man.
Oh damn.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of those fools, man.
So, when you were locked up, you were locked up because somebody pressed charges on you?
Yeah, dog.
Old thing, right? Like,
yeah,
old fight.
You gotta remember, homie. Like I've changed. Remember when you first met me? I was wearing like size 46 pants, still all cholo, still active.
Active. Now they fit, huh?
Yeah, it's weird, eh?
I know, bro. You were all choloed out, bro. Show up to a show with knives. You show up with your homies and shit. Like, it's funny, man. When you started doing stand-up comedy, I remember when I started doing stand-up comedy. Because at first, I didn't know how to go or how to approach it. So I would take homies with me, right? And, man, those fools be shell-shocked at places I took them to, bro. Because they're used to places where people are going to start shit with them. They're not used to going to a place where nobody's going to start shit with them.
Yeah.
So they're more paranoid. Like with your friends, I remember your friend would be at the comedy shows in the beginning, and they're like sitting down, bro, like little kids, bro, well behaved.
Yeah, dog. You know how it is when you're a homie. If you're going to act out, you're going to get fucked up. They're like, hey, don't laugh too loud, dog. We might have to fight the bouncer. But that's how it is, you know?
Did you start doing those shows on Tapatio Tuesdays?
No, yeah, I did Tapatio Tuesdays. I kind of beat you, though. You were doing Tequila Tuesdays.
Tequila Tuesdays,
then.
Bro, with a misspelled Q.
Yeah. I remember you loved that banner, though, dog. You're like, everybody sees it when they walk in, dog.
I still have it, eh? So, man, George Perez was one of the first fools to pack out a show, bro.
At the Bray Improv?
Bray Improv, bro. Wednesdays, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a long time ago. First, I used to have South of the Border Saturdays at Irvine. But, like, I don't know, A-Dog, Irvine was weird to me because even the manager was like, hey, when your shows are here, they have the cops kicking right there to watch all the fans go out.
Hell yeah, brother. Money, bro.
Yeah, there's too much Santana tattoos on their heads out there.
When you were locked up, man, were you doing stand-up in there? Because I remember you used to call my ass. I always tell people, man, like, nah, bro, George Perez, that fool used to call me from prison, bro.
Fuck,
real booty call.
Nah, dog, like, you were the only fool that wrote me. You and Edwin, dog. And I remember your letter because it was like, hey, dog.
And perfume, bro.
Yeah, Rodrigo.
What's up?
Like, this fool must have been fucking on a good one.
And I was, bro.
Thought of me because, hey, dog, it was like a old vintage, like, paper. It had like the gold lion on the side, and he wrote cool, man. And
fucking
it
squirrel.
Was funny. Yeah, dog. But I remember calling you because I had a cell phone. But yeah, dog, I used to do comedy in prison. You know, the COs, the Showtime special just came out. I was on Payaso Comedy Slam.
Yeah.
So I'm in there and it's out, and the COs are all raza. Most of the prisoner cops are raza. And they were like, dog, I just seen you on TV. So they got together and they were like, hey, we're going to have this fool do comedy in the dorms. Because first I had to do it for the cops. But then the homies were like, you ain't doing shit for them, dog. And I was like, I can't do it. And they were like, well, what? I go, all the inmates have to be there. So I used to go dorm to dorm, dog. And everybody would like pay with like a soup, like an apple.
Open selling.
Yeah.
Put yeah. it on the books, dog.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't cell living at that time. We were living in like old Navy bunkers. So
modules or what?
Yeah, it was called the barracks, dorms.
Okay.
And it's weird, dog, because when a riot kicks off in there, it's 100 people. This rah! It's funny. One time there was an earthquake when I was locked up, and everybody thought I was a riot, dog. It was fucking funny.
You were there in that riot they show on fucking the History Channel, huh? The big-ass one?
No, I wasn't there. I was next door to that. Yeah. Yeah, that was some fucking crazy shit because—
It just happened, huh?
Yeah, I mean—
It was like— Blacks and whites and Mexicans, or just whites and blacks?
Everybody. And this is the crazy part, Felipe, is you know the riots for real, dog? When they come in and they turn off all the TV, the radios, all communications off, because they think if we watch the news and see the riot, it's going to trigger another riot.
Another prison, huh?
Yeah. It's like a fucking, it's supposed to be planning, dog.
You just turn everything off, cell phones.
Yeah, and then that's when we knew something was up. And then the next day, since that riot was by us, they must have shipped over like 500 other inmates. And they made them sleep on the lawn for 2 days.
They shipped them out of there or in the prison?
No, it's the prison next door to us is where it went down. So that prison was burned up. They burned half of it. It wasn't accessible for living.
Damn.
Yeah, dog. It was crazy. It was you thought 300 men was crazy? Be in that shit. Fucking 300 knives made out of Top Ramen or fucking magazines. Like, fools will get their magazine, roll it up with sugar in there, and fucking hit you in the head, dog.
Imagine that hard ass sugar. I hit that foot in a sweet spot. I give that boost that bitch diabetes. I'm no man, because I remember when I did a show at Lompoc Federal Penitentiary, it was me and Gabriel. We did a show for the guards, and the guard was telling me, nah, man, these guys get creative over here.
Yeah.
All creative. Wow. We had one guy who got 5 handballs, stole 5 handballs, you know, the fucking rebote balls, right. the fucking boy, and that fool wrapped them up with saran wrap and made a dildo, bro.
No way.
That fool got a ball stuck.
Damn. Because
he was fucking himself so much to make himself good. One of the other balls came out, he had one stuck, but he couldn't get it out. So he was fucking crying, God, God, I have a ball in me. So what? You only have balls in you. No, this time I didn't want, you know, it got stuck.
That's crazy, dog.
Crazy, huh?
That fool had changa.
God damn.
That's the handball for next.
And what got you in there, fool? Like, was that an old case, fool?
Well, what happened?
Did somebody recognize your
yeah,
ass?
Yeah, what happened was,
I'm always afraid of that, dude.
Yeah, dog. It's like, I didn't know that, but I was a gangster before this, and I got into a fight at the park with somebody. It was just the way I was. I didn't talk back then. There was no podcast. You didn't know how to debate.
No.
Back then, if someone said something, you knocked them the fuck out. And
it's called being in your 20s, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So me and this fool get down. I fuck him up. But, you know, dog, I left the crime scene. I beat this fool up. Once I seen he couldn't move no
That's
more.
That's funny you mentioned that, bro. You left a crime scene. People forget that. When you're fighting in public, you're committing a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And wow, man, I left a lot of crime scenes, too. I forgot that when you beat somebody up and then you, after they're on the floor, you keep pummeling them, you know, kicking them in the head and peeing on them.
Damn.
And you walk away.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You walked away from a crime scene. You know, you should have waited for the cops and said, listen, man, there was worse things changed. Self defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. Nobody really stays.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get away with it. Like, I thought I would have got away with it if it wasn't for comedy, dog. You know, so fucking. I'm living life, dog. It's crazy. Like, I'm living life. Like, it's already been a year since this shit happened. I'm fucking stopped being a gangster. I'm dating some chick that's taking me to underground comedy. Like, like she's taking me to fucking Benny Mena, dog. And I first, you know what I mean? And then.
Hey, man, come on, man. Come on, man. What do you like, mean, man? Come on, man.
Like, hey, man. No disrespect, but then, like, I seen it, and I was like, hey, I can do this shit.
Yum, 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 yum.
And then, yeah, dog. Fucking. So I get on MTV Your Mama, and I guess this motherfucker's seen me. And it sucks, dog, because I get busted as the season's going.
Damn.
Like, it's only like I've only been on the I haven't even been on the best of the best yet. So I'm fucking I get locked up, dog. Hey, homie, they locked me up crazy. I was DJing at California Girls.
Damn, the strip bar.
Yeah.
I love that place.
That's where you got swooped on?
Yeah, dog. My pussy count went high because when all the strippers seen the cops come kick the door down and grab me, they're like, this motherfucker's bad, bitch. Dog, but it was fucked up because they took me at 6:15 and you get your tips at 6:30. So I was like, fuck, I just lost $200. It's Friday. I'm not going to see a judge till fucking Monday. So I go, I get locked up. I see a judge. And you know how it is. They're like, you're like, what's this for? And they're like, oh, you broke this guy's eye socket. Fucking puto this madre, dog. Like, I fucked him up. And I just sat there like, damn, dog. I thought I was going to be somebody. And then my brother to the rescue, dog, bailed me out. The same fool that bailed out Michael Jackson, Perez Bell Bonds. Because my brother's smart. He goes, look, right now they haven't gave you the other charges. Your only charge is assault. If they give you another charge, it's going to make the bail go up. So right now, bail was only 50 G's. That fool put down 5 G's, 10%. Boom, I'm out. Doing MTV, your mama kick. Hey, dog. Hey, I get bailed out on a fucking Wednesday night. Orange County Jail is 20 minutes away from El Patio, dog. Edwin's hosting. I fucking walk in there, dog. They thought they seen a ghost. But I smelled like shit, dog, because I was in the same clothes they locked me up in. And they don't, oh, no, it was crazy. I remember trying to talk to girls, and they're like, where'd you come from? I was like, I just got out the county, bitch. I did 5 days. But, yeah, dog, that's how I got locked up, eh? And then I'm out. I'm kicking it with you the whole time. You know what I mean? I'm fighting this fucking case. I'm partying. I'm trying to live. I'm fucking going up. And
that's when we took off with that bug, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Your ex's bug.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I didn't even know, because when I met Lisa, I met her, like, Lisa hit me up in an email. What's up? What you doing? You want to blaze? I said, all right. Look at the little slut right here.
You got mail.
I got a little email, and I saw this email, and I said, oh, I wouldn't know who it was at first. He goes, this is not somebody I met. This person's too hot. He goes, she's skinny. I don't meet skinny chicks. I'm going to hold on to this one, you know? Anyway, so, yeah. I meet Lisa, and then we go to the Casa Latina. Fool, everybody's laughing, and George is there too. I walked in holding her hand. Sunset room, yeah, the sunset room.
Sunset room.
And you're all in love.
George said, you're all in love. You're all sad. Yeah.
Hey, when I said that, he squeezed her head tighter.
Told you I would hold it. Show my muscles. Show my muscles. So we go to the show, and man, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I had told George you could spend the night at my house already, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't know they were going to come with Miss Lisa O'Daniel there, the only white chick that's ever been to Casa Latina besides that girl from fucking Black Eyed Peas.
The bartender?
The bartender. No, oh. Black Eyed Peas, the real Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, okay.
Fergie,
her mom goes there all the time.
Oh, yeah?
The Sunset Room. The Fergie's mom and dad are always there getting fucking loaded, dude.
Doesn't Javi know him or something?
Yeah, you probably party with them, bro. There's an old man, an old lady, old white lady. And one time she gave him a shout out on TMZ, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to my mom over there getting fucked up at the Sunset Room. So, we walk in there, do the show, and then I told him the fool could spend the night. So I go home with Lisa at my house, do the dirty. Has stinky ass feet. She didn't give a fuck. That's how you know you're gonna spend somebody. You're gonna be with somebody forever.
Yeah, that's a good pairing.
I left my socks on, bro. Can't see the bad toes yet. Not to another 3 years. We're going swimming. Have fun. Anyway.
Hey, dog. Hey, I've fucked with shoes on before, dog.
This fool, Chuck Perez, would leave the floor like a basketball player, bro. All with black marks.
All scuffed up.
George be fucking with shoes on. You hear, what happened? I scored a triple double. So I forgot that this fool was going to spend the night. So I'm in there, bro. Fucking Lisa, I don't know where she lives. Spend the night. doesn't leave. No, I invited her over, but he could still sleep here in his bed that everybody sleeps on. No. And then George is, I looked outside, the bug is outside, right? There's a blue Volkswagen over there. And I'm, what? And I go in there, and they're full sleeping there, bro. Like Seinfeld sleeping in the Cadillac. with a little ass hat.
Yeah.
Because that fool, when he was going to the, like everybody else, you know, who grew up in the hood, like when I had bald ass head, I started wearing hats or trying to make my hair go long. So George Perez would wear a little hat, bro, to drive so he wouldn't get pulled over, right?
Yeah.
You were looking like your co-host over there, bro.
Yeah.
Like a santito, bro.
And plus, I knew I was going to get locked up, so I was just living.
I know that if we want to live it up, bro, like Henry Hill before he leaves.
Say hello to those blue hats.
We party hard, you and me and Yossi.
Fuck yeah, hard. I remember we partied so hard one time. I didn't know you had a parking behind your apartment. I don't know how the fuck I ended up back there.
I'm going to kill that motherfucker that day, bro. The landlord.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he kept knocking, and we weren't even doing anything. Eh? We were so coked out, we were scared to move. Dog. This fool scaring us by knocking again.
Hard, dog. Hard, bro. And we're all coked out playing Madden, like not even hearing it, bro. Like,
yeah.
No, radio wasn't even on, bro.
Yeah.
My paranoia said, don't answer the door.
Yeah.
And that fool said, a lot of noise. I told him, fuck you. Get out of here. Te mato, cabrón. And then the cops showed up, actually.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And I said, well, you could take George right away. You know, you have to go to court.
Hey, but they noticed we were chill. There was no mess. Right, they noticed we were.
There was no meth. And there was no drugs.
Yeah.
There was no noise.
Because he lived downstairs, yeah. Right? Every fucking step.
Nobody
was
stomping.
Then
the cop, I told the cop, listen, sir, you could come inside, you know, if you want, you know, search, you know, pretty much endangering my life right there if you find something, right?
Yeah.
So, no, there's nothing going on here. That guy's just a loser down there. You seen his wire? That bitch is ugly. He has to fuck somebody. He's going to fuck with us.
Hey, you know what also is dope at your house, dog? Is you remember the day Kobe scored 83? We watched that shit at your house,
hell
dog.
Yeah, bro.
It was me, you, and Edwin and Fly, I think. That was me, you, and Edwin.
Yeah, me, you, and Edwin.
Yeah, because Fly didn't have $5 for pizza, dog.
No, he didn't, bro. He did it, dog.
That was the BFP.
Remember that one day he pulled out $5? Where you going, fool? Newport?
Oh, yeah, fool. We were going to do a show in San Diego, and we were by Edwin's house putting in gas, and that fool put in, he just started wrinkling at $5. I said, how far are you going, bro? Newport?
Oh, really, dog?
Who's the tightest fool you work with, Chepo or who, bro?
Oh, fuck. Chepo, dog. Chepo.
Chepo.
I took this fool to Brawley, dog. Drove him, fed him, gave him $200. I come back. I go, hey, dog, let me get a coffee. He's like, all right, let me get $1.50. I was like, what the fuck?
Hit the station to me too, bro.
Yeah. You're not the only one, dog.
Like, I pushed him, though. Like, I was mad I pushed him. I was like, what's wrong with you, dog?
Fuck. That's the same reason I started talking to that fool. Because he didn't want to buy me a coffee.
Yeah.
You don't get the business sense of the whole thing.
It's fucking rude.
I know you took him, you got him a gig, drove him $200. I don't understand how you give a guy, like nobody does that. Like, pick you up, you don't have to put no gas, get you a room, give you $200, but you can't give the guy $1.50 coffee.
Yeah.
He don't have no business sense.
No etiquette.
And then you get angry because you feel like this guy, in actuality, robbed me.
For reals, though.
Like, he robbed me. Because I don't know, like, he will tell me, I got a gig in fucking, in San Jose. How much are you going to get? $50.
Why?
Bro, I just got you a gig for $100, 35 minutes from your house. You're going to go over there for $50, 4-hour drive? Bro, that means that next time I book you, I should only give you $2.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of math you're doing to me right now.
That's basically what he's doing. Let me get $1.50.
He fucked you over too, huh?
He's just bullshit, dog. And they're fucking just tight as fuck, dog. Won't let nothing slide for gas, dog.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's, look at the way he's raised, dog. You know? His brothers, that. His brother, like, they never gave him toys. They probably put him in a safe in the cupboards. You know what I mean? Like, you could tell, like, they're the family.
Were you there that one time? When that fool came to Wild Coyote with the black, he showed up at Casa Latina with the black guy first, no?
Yeah.
From the brother.
Yeah, dog.
He gave him $2, eh?
Yeah. Pobrecito, though. That, you feel bad.
You try to help these people, man, but you end up losing them.
Don't get it,
yeah. Hey, you remember that time we're in the Ice House parking lot? It was me, you, Edward, and Chepo were blazing in. Chepo's like, my mom's on a honeymoon right now in Mexico. You're like, yeah, dog, right now she's wearing your dad's Iverson jersey. That fool got mad.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because that fool Ted told me his mom had the Raul Mondesi bat. How the fuck she get that?
The boyfriend, huh?
Her boyfriend with the sporting goods store or what?
Yeah.
Dating some dude or something, dog.
Give yeah, bro. She was getting a battle, right?
Louis Slogan.
He was my first guest on the podcast. And every time we mention his name, he thinks we're talking shit, but I'm making him famous, bro.
And he got all mad, dog.
For real?
He won't talk to me anymore, dog.
He won't, bro. Like, every time we mention his name, he feels like we're talking shit because we send people on his...
To follow him
we
on
send
Twitter.
People on it, we send a listener one time to go follow him and tell him, man, I came here just to see you, bro.
And he was like, why?
Why? Yeah. Yeah. Like that, bro.
You should have got the follow from me, not from Felipe.
Yeah, he gets mad, fool.
Yeah, he's on that, like, Emperor Tupac fucking...
What's that Emperor, dog?
Yeah, dog. Like, he's on a weird vibe, eh?
The last Emperor.
Nah, man. Hey, you know what? Since we're talking shit on Chep, I'm going hard, too, dog.
It's cool, dog.
Edward told me, he goes, dog, I fucking took Chepo to Texas, and the promoter was my homie, and his friend did a tattoo for him for free.
Oh, is that where he got that one on?
Yeah.
The Joker card
and
or something?
And Chepo goes, how much I owe you? And the guy goes, hey, dog, just, you know, show me a little love. He goes, thanks, dog. I'll show you a lot of love. I'll take care of it and everything. Like, Edwin's like, nah, Edwin gave the fool $50.
Yeah, because I told that fool, you didn't tip him, dog?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh. I mean, even when you pay for a tattoo, you're supposed to tip,
yeah,
dog.
Wow. Wow, man.
A new level of cheapness, eh?
Yeah.
Damn.
The Emperor that's don't
his,
tip.
That's his cheating card, bro. Hey, bro, you have a fucking joke on your sleeve? Got it right here, bro.
There are jokers, right? I think.
Oh my God! I would have been embarrassed if I was Edwin, bro.
Oh, that's yeah, well, why do you think fucking Edwin?
That's like Buzz Killington right there, man. Bro, that's like him saying that. Yeah, I'm gonna help out, eh? And then the meal shows up, but he didn't really help out. His helping out is putting the dishes away, bro.
A little extra, a little scoop.
Remember, so I watch the things you're doing, man. You're on fucking Comedy Store a lot. You're on fucking the Death Squad shows, you know, and that's awesome, bro. I'm glad that you're staying away from all those other losers, bro.
Who
don't know shit about the 101 North. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Every Latino comedian out there who doesn't go past the 101 North, like. They think that everything is happening past the 605. It doesn't, like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why. Like, I noticed that when I started going to the Comedy Store as a young comedian, a lot of different opportunities opening up.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get no opportunities, bro, doing El Patio.
No.
How come more comedians don't follow the same thing you're doing?
I mean, hey, dog, they don't have the mental toughness. It's like these guys, I've been in the game longer than a lot of these other fools. And
like now, like you went from being a big fish in a small pool to being a small fish.
Yeah.
Those fools don't know how to humble themselves.
Yeah.
They want to be the man at every
Straight
show.
Straight up. And it's fucking.
No offense to Alfred Robles, you know. Like these guys.
Hold on, I got to give you five for that.
They show up to the easy rooms. Yeah. They want to show up to rooms that are packed.
Gotta
do a guest spot. I heard it sold out. Yeah, motherfucker. How about that guest spot when I wanted to bring you up when there were 10 people and you were too scared to go up?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what they're doing now is it's a new hustle. They're like, oh, squeaky clean comedy for your high school or fucking fundraisers and...
Oh, fundraisers. That's the new scam, bro.
Yeah, and it's just like,
fucking
fuck
Sebastian Cetino, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fundraiser for lung cancer. Yeah, bro. How much did they pay for you? let's not talk about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, hey, dog, like when I first went there, it was weird. Like how you said, being humble by nobody fucking knows you, really.
Nobody, man.
Nobody big.
You only knew Joe Diaz.
Yeah, I knew Joe Diaz. But this was crazy is when I first got out of prison, Wilmer did a MTV Your Mama. It's like, I don't know why he hasn't released it, but it was like March Madness. There were 64 battlers. And I made it to the end, dog. Guess who fucking I went up against?
Who?
Tony Hinchcliffe, dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and he was just a door guy back then.
Yeah.
He was starving, dog. Like, it was weird because, like, I thought I was going to murder this guy. He looked like one of those kids the Greek used to molest back in the old days. You know what I mean? And
that looked like a squire.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, dog, me in this full battle.
I feel like Seinfeld dying of AIDS.
Me in this full battle for like 40 minutes, dog, back to back, head to head. And I lost, dog. He hit me with the good one. I was wearing a cream sweater, and he goes, damn, I know you guys like horchata. I didn't know you guys wore it. And you know, when white, black people hear that shit, they're like, ah, fuck this beaner. And they got me, dog. And I showed up to the Comedy Store like about 5 years later, and he's somebody there now. And he goes, come here, dog. I know who you are. And he showed me love. Red Band showed me love. Joey Diaz showed me love. And then you know how it is. You got to go on stage over there and follow somebody big or somebody sorry, whoever. But it's all up for grabs. And I was like, fuck it. I just went up. I show up every day early with all the open micers getting to know
him. Oh, the potluck?
Yeah, I did potluck.
The number in the bowl still?
Yeah, homie, I did everything. And
that's old school right there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not.
But people, the hungry ass unknowns always come every week, huh?
And then
some of them suck, huh?
Yeah, but then you'll trip out how good they are like a year later.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? This fool really cares. And then you'll see the other fools that are just there for bitches and shit, but I don't know.
You know where they're at. Not going up on the side over there. Yeah, I was on SNL for one season.
Huh? They didn't even release that DVD.
I was in Montreal. The sucky part is, bro, that as talented as you are, you might not be allowed to go to Montreal.
I know. No, I already
can't even fly, huh?
I mean,
I couldn't even get in, George.
No way.
I was supposed to be there this week. This week, I had a show ready, bro, lined up, bro.
Why won't they let you
in? For 1990. I was arrested for an ounce and a half of crack, but it wasn't even mine. I got bailed out the same day. I got a DA reject, but I guess no evidence. District attorney reject. You know, I showed up to court. You know, ready for a sad story. I have my kids there, baby photos, everything, bro. High school grades.
Oh,
and you know
shit.
How we do it?
Your old coach.
Old coach.
Father Boyle.
Fucking Father Boyle was there, bro. Fucking Asanto. There was a candle burning for me. And the clerk told me, DA reject. So I figured that was it. So I left. So and then when I try to go to Canada, it always shows up. It always shows up. Then I got to sit there for 2 hours. So this time, and you know, we went through all that stuff. I needed an FBI clearance.
They changed their visa.
Wow.
Canada changed it and made it hardcore because here in America, they made it hardcore for everybody else. So Canada getting back at us.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not a U.S. passport.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I mean, I'm scared to even try to go, dog.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. You're scared too, bro.
Yeah.
I'm scared right now because they'll find something.
Damn, dude.
So then he offered me the main guy from the Montreal Festival. He wanted me on a show. He said, listen, man, I can make a phone call to the customs service in Canada, but that shit's going to cost $3,500. I said, wow, man, that's some fucking phone call. I don't have $300. I'm not even getting paid that much, man. No, just forget about it, man. We'll just deal with it next year.
Yeah, fuck it.
More time.
You know what? The best thing you can do is probably try to get it sponged. That's what I heard. I'm going to go get my record sponged. You just got to find a good...
Well, if you could do it, bro, I could do it.
Yeah. No, because...
You got 2 strikes and a half, right?
No, I only got 1 strike because it's the other strike struck itself out. I got a great bodily injury. That's...
This motherfucker.
That's prison talk, homeboy.
You got one of those prison attorneys. No, don't worry about that.
You got
one.
Jason Bourne over here ripping off records over here from the Cholo Secret Service here.
Hell yeah.
I'm fucking a chick at the DMV, eh?
CCI.
That would don't count, eh?
The Cholo one would be like Southside Investigators.
We got the Kingsman over here, Ray.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I've looked into it.
Atomic Brown over here.
Yeah, because, hey, dog, Gucci Man gets the Canada. Gucci Man just got out of prison.
Chris Brown couldn't.
No?
Chris Brown showed up with four semis full of concert equipment, merch, another five rental vans full of fucking entourage, and he was in the front. They said, nah, man, you beat up Rihanna. Four sold out arenas. Probably $1 million worth of work or more.
The grip of cheese, dog.
I would have showed up with Michael Bublé and Russell Peters, dog. But like, hey, dog, let me in.
If you're on a plane, they'll let you in, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, not through the door. Because when I flew into Canada with Russell Peters, they just took my ID, came in.
Private jet style, though?
Private jet style, bro.
Spencer?
And then when we flew back, bro, we made a stop in fucking Spokane, Washington. They checked their IDs, bro. INF recognized me right away. Oh, you're from Last Comic. Yep. And then Russell was like, hey, it's my plane. I hate private planes, bro.
Is it scary?
No, man. Every time I'm in there, I take a shit and a fucking bathroom full of luggage, bro. What's up, fool? Rodrigo Torres had a podcast. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
And George Perez started a podcast. I'm glad you started a podcast, bro.
Thanks, homie.
And they didn't even ask anybody, hey, should I start a podcast? Because some people, whenever somebody asks me, should I start a podcast? I say, bro, if you're asking me, you shouldn't start one.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the guy who says yes or no to podcasts. How did you come up with your homeboy here? What's his name?
It's like Xavier. Well, like the first
Xavier thing, and the other guy with a beard.
That's Psy-Dick Eddie.
Psy-Dick Eddie.
Yeah, Psy-Dick Eddie. I mean, it all started with I did Rogan's podcast, and then like I got so many people telling me, hey, dog, what the fuck? Where can I hear more of you? And I was like, you know what, man? It's time to get off your fucking ass. And you got fools like you and like all these bigger fools than us are doing this shit every day. Like I said, it's time for me to play with the big boys now. I just jumped in, dog. I was like, I'm going to do stories. Fuck it. And it's fucking fun. I love it, dog. It's like a stress relief, huh?
It's a party zone, bro.
Yeah.
If you want to party.
Oh, go to mine.
And I like this podcast because our podcast has to go straight. If we'll take breaks, let's take a break at 25 minutes, smoke this big blunt to come back.
Yeah. Fool,
a word from our sponsors.
This fool lives in the I don't know, what city you live in?
Cyprus.
He lives in Cyprus, but he lives in a part of Cyprus borough where it's trying to stay clean, but it's still keeping the Cyprus tradition, bro.
Yeah.
It's a middle class neighborhood with rednecks and Mexicans, bro.
Yeah.
And I knew it was a trailer trash neighborhood, bro, when I showed up and there's a fucking above ground pool.
Yeah, my neighbor
right next door.
In front of his house.
Dope boys.
In his yard, though. Not the back. Inside
the front?
His yard.
Yeah,
in the front.
Fools are jumping. People are diving from the porch.
The mailman gets wet.
Little ladder to the top.
Yeah, bro. His fucking house still smells like fireworks.
Yeah, man. I loved you on the podcast, dog. You fucking, hey, man, like, not to hate on other guests, but like I went back because like we reminisced about old shit. It was fun, dog.
I know, man. Some people don't understand that when you do a podcast, you're supposed to just be honest, be yourself.
Yeah.
Some people come in like, wow, you know, when I first started doing stand-up comedy. Like,
with the monocle?
My mom used to take me to Australia.
I thought it was Europe, dog.
We have Martin Moreno here, bro.
That's what's up. One, I haven't seen him in years.
That fool went to up north to learn how to be a fucking guru, bro.
A Reiki priest. Reiki?
Fuck out of here. How do you learn to be a guru?
I don't know.
You gotta go take a test or something, right? Get a certificate? Do a ceremony?
That fool can't even cross his legs Indian style, bro. He can't, dog.
He just wears the pants that looks painted.
So that fool is out there doing it, bro. Like, I don't know, man.
Fuck it.
Show Joy what Ricky Dickey is, bro.
I don't even know what it was till we met Martin.
What's Ricky Dickey?
Energy and shit.
So Martin does energy, takes oil energy from you, bro. Like, some people use an egg. This fool goes like this.
But stones and, like, magnets and
like
shit,
this,
no?
Bro, over your body.
Yeah.
Tell that fool to take my psoriasis off my fucking knuckles and I'll give him some love.
It's all energy.
Martin, if you're out there.
You know what?
You have shows coming up?
Damn, I think I just I don't know, dog. I'm fucking high. What do I have coming up?
When is the next George Stories podcast?
I'm gonna start doing two a week now. So I think I'm gonna drop one Friday. I'm gonna do it Thursday night.
Who's the guest this last week?
It was Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Yeah.
Yoshi Noya.
Yeah, it was crazy,
the
dog.
Guy that used to give me porns to go up on stage.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, we called it the Naked Truth. All we did was talk about porn and prostitution and brothels and it was pretty fucking crazy.
He's crazy, huh?
Yeah, this fool, I never knew. I guess there's this famous porn star chick that she was like, I've done everything. So she told her Rodrigo, go give me a homeless dude. She got this homeless fool and started fucking sucking him off until he was having a seizure, dog. And they're like, stop. And she's like, no, I'm trying to kill him. Like,
did wash his dick first?
No, exactly. None of that.
I've been around my dick 3 days without washing, bro. And you start getting that fucking cheese in there, bro.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine a homeless guy, man. Like, I'm gonna, I should put a condom at least, bro.
No, dog, she was with it. That's
power
what she told me.
Wash this fool, dude.
How much, bro?
Yeah.
For free. Eh?
You know
for
what,
free.
Bro? You know?
For viewers.
She's going to go to heaven, bro.
Yeah. Nah,
she's going to go to heaven. Yeah. Because that was hell right there on the road.
Now that man has somewhere to stay.
But Yoshi told me that.
Wow.
That guy telling him the story was like the old man was fucking fighting back to stay alive looking at her. Because they said that he was just having, he was tripping out.
Got his dick sucked in a decade, huh?
By a beautiful porn star?
Wow.
I would have came in 30 seconds, dog.
That homeless guy, he probably feels like that every time he smokes crack.
Flashbacks.
Imagine the stories he has when he goes back.
So you've been, you hang out at the Comedy Store, you tell me you were partying with Johnny Depp, huh? After the show? You get to meet a lot of celebrities?
Yeah, I mean.
You want to hang out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, dog, it's like you get to meet so many.
You get to have a beer with Johnny Depp, huh?
Yeah, dog, and John Mayer, too.
How tall is he?
Johnny Depp is like 5'8", 5'9".
No wonder I'm not in movies, but I'm too tall.
Yeah.
Captain
and John Mayer was there. He's tall, right?
Yeah, he's cool. He loves roast battle. You know, they do that roast battle at the Comedy Store every Tuesday night, plugging for you fuckers. But yeah, dog.
That was Brian Moses?
Yeah, Brian Moses.
Brian Moses is cool
Coach
as hell, bro.
Yeah, and Jeff Ross. Dude, they got me on that shit. Like, it was a trip, dog.
Brian Moses, I met him at the San Diego Comedy Store.
Okay.
He was working the door, and I walked in there to do a guest set, and I was looking for weed, too. That's the reason I was there. And I saw him, man, and that fool sold me a fucking sack, two sacks, but I only have enough money for one, I think. Fool, he said, just take it. Get to me later, but I'm never going to see you again. Fool, I don't know how many years went by. Do I want last comic standing? Then I had a show at the Comedy Store. I see him. Oh, shit. Hey, man, I owe you money. And I gave him the money right there.
That's what's up, dog. Yeah.
And I was like, what? Yeah, I gave him the money right there. If I was Chepo, bro, I don't know you.
Yeah. Dick. Do you want interest?
Dick, dude, you said forget about it.
Yeah. I never smoked the weed here.
Only motherfuckers I know that used to turn off the blunt halfway.
I remember when Edwin went on and did a great tour somewhere. Edwin San Juan, and I took the bus to meet Chepo, and him and I took the bus to meet Edwin at his house because he was coming from San Diego, so we were waiting for his ass. And that fool went to Dylan's, and he gave me an eighth, and he gave Chepo an eighth, and he gave Lloyd Christmas an eighth. Wow. And then after Edwin left, I said, motherfucker, I opened up my little eighth, and I said, everybody put a little nug in here.
Yeah. The tax man showed up.
Hey. Fuck yeah, dog.
Hell yeah.
I made Lloyd Christmas put a half a gram in my nug. And I made Chepo put in another gram.
Did Chepo cry?
Then Chepo said, Dick, that was Lloyd Christmas' first aether he ever had. And you took a nug off. Well, that was the first aether you ever had, dog. You're never going to have an eighth. Give me a nug. So I taxed those fools, dog. Fuck that.
Motherfuckers go half on a gram.
How has Chepo still been around, though? He's crazy.
I don't know, bro. We keep mentioning that.
Yeah.
That was funny, dude.
The Wilder survived, dog.
That feels
yeah, man. What's up, fool? Podcast.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to everybody who's listening right now, man. We're gone for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We're going to play catch up, all right?
Yeah, man.
I have a new shirt coming out.
Which one?
have two new shirts. One of the new t-shirts looks like a mazapan, and it has my name on it. And the other one? The other one is like an Aztec calendar with my face on it, man. It's pretty wild. It's awesome. We're going to be signing them for $30 now. Okay, man. We'll drop the price. I heard people complaining already. $25. Also, the album, the What's a Fool album, September 30, HBO. This week, August 5th, when you're watching George Lopez live, a little commercial of Felipe Esparza's special is going to come out.
Homie.
Right now. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And we're going to release 500 copies just on vinyl, on records.
Fuck yeah.
Commemorative. They're all going to be signed. There's going to be prizes inside, a downloadable. It's going to be an awesome album. So be sure to get that. It'll be for $50. And we'll have the digital release also. All this will be after November 30. So that's what they told us.
Tight.
Well, let me get a pre-order now so I can put it on my podcast wall, dog.
We were thinking about that, brother. Yeah. We got you a shirt to put up.
He's like, oh, get the also, mug.
Man, we don't have time, man, but I was in fucking Des Moines, Iowa, bro. Goddamn, bro.
What happened, Dick?
Goddamn, bro. I'll get back to it. I'll talk about this next time, but goddamn, bro. You could buy money. You could buy. I saw a 32-round clip just right there, bro. You can just grab it. Grab it, bro.
Huh?
Right next to the lollipops.
Is there Cholos out there?
Fuck yeah, bro. Five Border Brothers buying rifles, and the guy just asked, do you have a driver's license? Yes, we do. I'll be right back with the paperwork.
Let freedom ring.
Like five paisas buying guns, bro. Fuck that, dude. Ain't no five paisas gonna buy no fucking guns in Santa Ana, bro, without me asking where they're going.
That's why you gotta move to Des Moines.
So the fucking paisas, Vietnamese, are arming themselves in Bethesda, bro. And I keep saying Bethesda. But the whole fucking city of Des Moines, Iowa, are arming themselves, bro. Here in California, we're arguing about soy food. What's up, fool?